Welcome to Symbols of Service on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1. I'm your host, Derek Hill. Symbols of Service is sponsored by Landkamer Flag Sales in Norfolk, Nebraska. Landkamer Flag Sales sells American-made flags and flagpoles. Learn more by calling them at 402-371-0778. My guest on Symbols of Service is Sister Jody Zimmerman. Good morning, Jody. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you.
Good, glad to hear that. To get things started, Sister, can you give us a little background about yourself?
Yes, I'm a Benedictine sister from Sacred Heart Monastery in Yankton, South Dakota. And I am doing ministry here at St. Mary's in Rock Valley. We are becoming a part of the new parish, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Hayward, and Akron are the towns involved in that. I've been here 10 years, and, well, that's just kind of the beginning because I've been in the monastery or a member of the monastery for 40 years.
That's quite a long career. Sister, tell us a little bit about your family and when you were growing up.
I grew up on a farm near Westphalia, Iowa, in the Des Moines Diocese. Our town was the source of many religious vocations, priests and sisters. Most of the women went to the community, the school sisters of St. Francis in Milwaukee. I have an aunt who's a member there, and an aunt, and a great aunt. Several great aunts were members there. But anyway, so kind of religious vocations were usual. That was a part of our culture, I suppose, in that parish, St. Boniface Parish in Westphalia. My parents raised seven of us, their children, and my dad. He himself had gone to the seminary and then had decided to come home and farm. And anyway, but he said, well, I didn't become a priest, but I'd sure like one of my kids to become a priest or a nun. I remember him saying that. Other members of my other siblings don't remember that, but somehow it stuck with me. And I remember thinking to myself, well, it ain't going to be me. But here I am, a Benedictine sister. I grew up on the farm. We helped with walking beans and the chores and all of that. That was a part of our lives. And I went to a Catholic school. We had Franciscan sisters there.
So did any of your siblings, other than yourself, enter the vocation?
No, but I know that a couple of them considered it more seriously than just deciding one way or the other, but I was the only one who followed through, I guess you could say.
Was there some point in your life where you said, this is my calling, this is what I'm going to do with my life?
I attended Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, and several friends and I would join the sisters for the Liturgy of the Hours, the morning prayer. Part of the morning prayer is the Canticle of Zachary, and there's a line in there that says, "And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High." Somehow I took that personally, and not saying that I'm a prophet so much as that I felt like I was called at that point. I became an oblate down there, and it was only after I was in graduate school and missed praying with the sisters, I contacted the oblate director in Atchison. And she said, "Well, there are no sisters from Atchison in where you're at, but there are sisters from Yankton, South Dakota." I got a hold of them, and that was what I needed, I guess, that contact with them to get me going, I guess, to finding out more about that community and their life together, and then to join them.
Okay, thank you very much, Sister. You're listening to Symbols of Service here on Catholic Radio 88.1 FM. I'm Derek Hill, your host. My guest is Sister Jody Zimmerman. Jody, I just want to continue on here. What are some of the highlights of your career as a nun?
Part of being a Benedictine is our community life, forming relationships with the other sisters. And the sisters whom I got to know in Lincoln, Nebraska, that's where I entered from. That was the town I was in at that time. Like Sister Phyllis Hunhoff and Sister Enid and Sister Janice and Sister Nancy. Those were sisters that made time for me. And there were other ones, too. But anyway, they made time for me, and we spent time. In getting to know them, I felt welcomed, and they were very hospitable, which is a key characteristic of being Benedictine. And then, you know, I entered in 1982, and then the first year, the postulancy, and then the novitiate in 1984, I made temporary profession. After I did that, I went to teach, and I taught at O'Gorman High School in Sioux Falls, biology and chemistry. And then I also, from there, I went to teach down in Lincoln, Nebraska at Cathedral of the Risen Christ School there. And there I taught health as well as some religion classes and visiting the classrooms. And I directed their religious education program. Doing things like that, you really learn how to organize and to make contact with people, asking them to teach, and that, you know, setting up a calendar, all of those things that are, you know, ways of communication with people of the parish who are involved. And that was a good experience. It was so, and then working with the people who were the teachers, you know, I was grateful for their help and their contributions. After that, I went into doing pastoral care, which means work in a hospital and nursing home, visiting patients and residents, you know, listening. That involves a lot of listening. I worked at a town in South Dakota called Parkston, which is where Avera St. Benedict is located. I always felt that was such a privilege to hear people's stories like that. So that was, I think that really sparked me, you know, even more than some of the teaching and so forth that I had done earlier, but realizing what a difference that makes for people just to be listened to be cared about. And, you know, especially at a time like that, you know, when in illness or, you know, before a surgery or after a surgery and things like that. So I did that for about 10 years. And that, too, was a good time to get to know the people of that community in town, the staff at Avera St. Benedict. You know, I was just in awe of the nurses, you know, how they knew things and really about the patient, how to knew signs and so forth. And then after that, I went into pastoral work in the parishes, and that's what I've been doing pretty much ever since. And there, too, you become a part of the life of the parish. One thing I've noticed, every parish I've been at, and that goes even back further than working in a parish, but there's a core of people, a really strong core where faith is something that they live out by helping, volunteering in the parish. You know, those who teach, those who, you know, help with things like decorating for Christmas, stuff like that. You know, you need people to do that. You just can't do it all by yourself. People in the choir who sing and add to the liturgy that way. You know, those are highlights to realize how we work together. You know, it's because it's important.
You have mentioned a couple of jobs you've had as a nun. If you had not become a nun, what would you be doing right now?
Boy, I don't know. I suppose I would have married and had a family. I'm not sure what I would be doing, though, really, because, I don't know, it's kind of like one thing led to another. And especially the step from teaching to doing pastoral care. I guess teaching was somewhat difficult for me as far as classroom discipline goes. I was thinking, well, working with people one-to-one would be more for my temperament, I guess you could say. You know, I really think, well, maybe I would have gone into social work. I don't know. But I really think when I talk to kids, I say to them, pay attention to what you're good at and where you feel most happy. Or, you know, people always, oh, yeah, let's be happy. But your talents are ways that teach people, teach children, lead children to where God is calling them. And, you know, I guess I say social work possibly because I've seen so many needs in families in regard to the poor. Also, where does a person's energy come from? And, you know, what does one's beliefs really say as to what's important? And rather than looking for what makes the most money, what is so important that it leads you, in a sense, or you see the needs and you work to help, work to make a difference?
We thank you for that. Again, you're listening to Symbols of Service here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM. I'm Derek Hill, your host. My guest today is Sister Jody Zimmerman. Jody, I just want to go back and touch on a point you made about young people and what they need to consider. What advice would you give thinking about a religious vocation?
Well, let's see. I would say to, again, tend to what your talents are and maybe look for a community that has a similar focus. You know, I didn't do that, really. What I did was God led me to a group of women who I became friends with. Another way of doing it would be to seek the women or the men or the ministry at which or with whom you feel like these are people I could spend my life with, their way of life. Okay, so as far as your prayer life goes, I would think, okay, so Benedictines have a strong liturgical bent, I guess you could say. That's a very important part of our lives, to pray the liturgy of the hours. But that really contributes to, you know, your ministry, your community life. Your prayer life helps you to, you know, and you need personal prayer as well. I would say, you know, that a person considering this does, you know, spend time in personal prayer, either in Lectio Divina, which is a prayer using the scriptures, which is definitely a way that God speaks to us through God's word in the Bible. And see, then, in listening to that word, where does that call given in the scripture point you? Those are a couple of things. Look for people. Get involved. Get involved in the parish. Get involved at a school or volunteer projects. And you'll likely find people there who can guide you along to the next step.
All right. Thank you very much, Sister. Now, I want to touch on something here that I am curious about. What is the difference between a Benedictine and some of the other groups of nuns?
Congregations is another word. I am familiar with the Presentation Sisters up here in South Dakota. They are what we call an apostolic community. And so their ministry and their work with the people is, you know, in parishes and schools and hospitals. That's their primary focus, as well as the prayer life that supports them in that. Community is not as focal for them as it is for Benedictines. For Benedictines, the community life, praying together, you know, I mentioned the liturgy of the hours, living together, supporting each other in our life together. You know, I live out here in Rock Valley, and yet I feel close to the sisters at the monastery in Yankton, thanks to phones and ability to get home at least once a month to be with the community there. Ministry is more focal for apostolic communities, as I understand it, and than it is for Benedictines. So we've been very active ourselves because in schools, in hospitals and clinics and so forth, social work too. But it's sort of an expression of our life, our call to community and seeking God. As I said way earlier, hospitality is a very important quality for Benedictines, and so to welcome people and to share our lives with them. We have Mount Marty University in Yankton, and sisters have taught there, and some teach there still. It all kind of leads back, though, to our community life. We want to share that with people. One thing about Benedictines is we have a saying, prayer and work. And another saying of ours is, seek God in everyone and everything every day of your life. you know, I think that's where hospitality comes from, you know, to see in the other the presence of God and to honor that person, respect that person as we would Christ. Those are some things that I would say. You know, I think we all are seeking God in some fashion, yet there are different ways and different spiritualities.
I would like to thank my guest, Sister Jody Zimmerman, for joining me for Symbols of Service on Siouxland Catholic Radio, 88.1 FM, sponsored by Landkamer Flag Sales in Norfolk, Nebraska. Landkamer Flag sells American flags and flagpoles. Learn more by calling 402-371-0778. I'm Derek Hill, your host for Symbols of Service. Thanks for listening, and God bless.